Hi, I'm Roy Spencer of PermaSeal. For over 45 years, we've helped over 500,000 homeowners make their homes drier, healthier, and more valuable. Our warranties are transferable and estimates are free. Call 800-421-SEAL or visit PermaSeal.net.
In Paris, Alex Maragos from NBC5 is now digesting his expensive five-course French lunch. You put that all in your expense account, don't you, Alex?
Morning, Bob. It was actually the free hotel breakfast that just wrapping up a little bit ago.
Let's talk about what the headlines will be a little later on, and I guess we'll put the spoiler alert up. But everybody's interested in, Simone Biles. What's the latest?
Yeah, that's been the biggest story of the games for sure. A little bit of a disappointment by an athlete who consistently amazes us and has been amazing in these games. Simone is not going to medal in the balance beam final. This is the first event that she's taken part in that she hasn't won a gold. So she already has three golds in these Olympics, but this one she won't be medaling in. But she's not done. She's still got the floor event, and that is her best really of the five or the four that she's done. So hopefully in the floor in a little bit, just coming up here, she can pull it out, but we'll see what happens.
After watching Katie Ledecky and what she's accomplished, do you feel like jumping in the Seine, doing a little swimming yourself there, Alex?
You know, she teaches me, Bob. I'd give it a shot. I mean, any chance to be taught by, the second best swimmer America has ever put out there, and we all know the first. It's just amazing to see what she's done across four Olympics, dominating the 800 meters, winning gold four Olympics straight. I mean, nobody's come close. And then I just love watching her in the 1500, that really long swim where she gets done and she looks around and she's got so much time. Seconds, 10 seconds, I think she won by in this last time, to be like, hey, anybody else or just me? So it's been so fun to watch her just climb up the medal board.
And did I hear that one swimmer got sick because of the water in that river?
Yeah, there's been, it was a big concern ahead of time, of course, because the Seine, like the Chicago River, very, very dirty, and the French have done a lot to try to clean it up. It was good to see at least the race go off, because that was the biggest uncertainty for sure going into these games, was would the triathletes and the open water swimmers be able to get into the water? So at least to see them do that and not have a massive amount of people get sick or any, gigantic failure on that part, was a victory. So really ambitious, and they were able to pull that part off.
Yeah, I heard one of the officials at the beginning of the games talk about the Seine, and they said it used to be really, really, really dirty. Now it's just really dirty. So I guess it's improved a little bit, huh?
just enough to get us through the Olympics.
And a lot of folks still talking about the big photo finish yesterday. That was something. Did you get to see that in person?
No, I was not in person, though I did have a great day yesterday. I was able to go over to Roland Garros and see a little bit of that Djokovic-Alcaraz final. Just a bucket list moment for me. So that's the event I was able to kind of sneak into for a few minutes. But you're right, Bob. I looked at that race from every angle. I'm sure a lot of people have. Even the super slow-mo sophisticated cameras they have these days can't even decipher exactly who was first, so they needed to go to the laser measured photo finish, 5/1000ths of a second. We're talking about things that, the way hummingbirds flap their wings. That's the kind of time that is defining, the first and second place. It was an unbelievable finish. And Noah Lyles is going to run again today in the 200 meters. He's trying to be the first American to win the 100 and 200 in the same games as Carl Lewis.
And later on, it'll be the men's and women's 3x3 basketball gold medal games. That's going to be interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, I think a lot of people aren't sure about 3-on-3 basketball as an Olympic sport, but I think you could say that a lot of sports are new and they're trying some interesting things here. So we'll see if the men can pull it out. No big local athletes in that one, but a lot of great local representation from Chicago still coming down the stretch here in these last 6 days.
A lot of fun watching the U.S. women's basketball team, isn't it?
I mean, 58 straight. I mean, yes, everybody loves the dream team and everything, but you just want to talk about dominance on its own. 58 straight Olympic games that the women have won. It's just automatic that they just seem to roll through the Olympics every single time. And we have Jewel Lloyd, who's from Niles West and from Lincolnwood originally. She's on the squad again this year, as she was in Tokyo. That's been just crazy fun. And the men, too. It's been so great to see the men just continue their dominance. They're going for 5 straight golds.
My spies tell me, Alex, that you were quite a baseball player in college. So are you getting the urge to participate in something over there?
I all those days are well behind me. I'm perfectly good just watching and telling other people how things go. Yeah, it was, you know, it was a fun time playing baseball for as long as I did, you know, in high school and college. But now just helping explain these sports, especially the Olympic sports that we don't watch too much, is perfectly satisfying for me.
Yeah,
especially because baseball used to be an Olympic sport, no longer.
Yeah, that's right. I wonder if that'll ever come back. What do you think?
I would love to see it come back at some point, especially as the game is definitely growing globally. We know it has a good stronghold in the Western Hemisphere and in lots of parts of East Asia. We know it's got a great growth area there as well. What's interesting is in LA 28, there will be both cricket and flag football introduced as new Olympic sports in LA 28. So, you know, we just got to get used to all these new sports that are coming into the games. There's 32 here in Paris, and then they're going to add some more in LA.
Flag football, I love it. So what do you have planned for later? Maybe a late night dinner with Snoop Dogg? What do you got going?
Everybody wants to know if I've seen Snoop. He's one of the few celebrities I still haven't seen, and I'll be honest, this place has been crawling with a lot of well-known people and VIPs. I saw Bob Costas and Al Michaels the other day at gymnastics. We've seen actors and actresses as well. Snoop is one of the few people I haven't actually seen in person. But the Olympics are going to keep me busy all the way until the very end, because we have 4 Chicago area wrestlers who are going to be hopefully wrestling in the finals all the way until closing ceremony. So that will be taking up most of my week. And then the one bucket list thing, if I can sneak away, is to try to get to Versailles for the equestrian competition. That's where Snoop was, I think, yesterday or the day before. You might have seen him in the riding gear. That picture made the rounds. But that's where I hope to get this week if I can spend some time over down at Versailles.
Alex Maragos, NBC5. Nice assignment in Paris. And I know you can't wait to get back to the anchor desk, but have fun while you can there, Alex.
Oh, I'm having a blast over here. Bob, thanks for the time today.
Appreciate the reporting.